fresh dose of tech news and insight. This is the Early Burb Briefing.
It is Sunday, May 23rd, 2021. This is the Early Burb Briefing. I'm Eagle Falcon. All right. Unfortunately, we did not have enough viewer messages to do a Q&A episode today. I do encourage you to go ahead and leave us a message, and hopefully next week we can actually put one together. Anchor.fm/earlyburbbriefing if you want to leave us a message, and we'll answer the questions or just comment on them. Hopefully next week, we'll see. But anyway, let's instead talk about some Mac rumors, because these are actually kind of interesting. The unfortunate truth is that anytime Apple does anything, everyone else in the tech industry copies Apple. It's kind of like how in the car industry, anytime Tesla does something, other car companies try to copy that, except for the dumb steering wheel. Fortunately, no one's been dumb enough to do that yet. But I digress. We kind of saw this as, you know, cell phones started losing their headphone jack. More and more thin and light laptops started trying to become only USB-C, which was infuriating. So it actually makes me hopeful when we see rumors about the next 14 and 16 inch MacBook Pro models coming later this year, not only having a new updated Apple Silicon M1X processor, which we'll see what that has, but also having the MagSafe charging port back, which, not gonna lie, big fan of. Really big fan of. Also a big fan of the USB-A port returning. That is the standard port you're used to seeing on any computer, really. That's the standard USB port, along with your USB-Cs, which would be Thunderbolt 3s, your Thunderbolt or your USB 4s, a headphone jack, and also HDMI. Yes. More, yes. Some other people are speculating that the SD card reader could come back as well. That'd be pretty swell for those who are in the biz of using that. I personally could care less, seeing as how I personally don't have a camera that is good enough to have an SD card. What's even more interesting, though, is that rumors of what kind of high-end Apple Silicon chips going into the Mac Pro is coming out. The Mac Pro is supposed to be up to twice as small as its predecessor, which I have mixed feelings about, but it could have a 40-core Apple Silicon chip with a GPU that's either going to have 64 or 128 cores, which means basically nothing. Because, well, yes, not how GPUs work. That's not how GPUs work at all. But that is how Apple measures theirs. So I guess we'll just have to wait and see. The fact that it's going to be cut in half, though, means that the concept of a Mac Pro that you can upgrade is probably about as dead as we thought it was going to be. Which is a shame. It is a blasted shame. The last Mac Pro, although stupid expensive, was a huge step forward to being a professional machine. That's going to do it for me. Stay safe and stay healthy.